Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdue, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, in connection with being still in just the first month of a new year, I want to give you a great guide and help as to how to have a blessed and purposeful and promising 2013. The secret, the guarantee of a happy, blessed, and fulfilling life is found in the Bible. Yes, whatever our circumstances may be, even. Where Scripture leads, we may safely follow, wrote someone correctly. So in this message, let me point you now to the earnest resolution of the psalmist in Psalm 119. There the psalmist says, in verse 133, or rather he prays, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." Order my steps in thy word, and let not any sin or evil gain mastery over me. Do you see how this can be a very fitting text to reflect on as you and I continue our journey of life also in 2013? Indeed, I will proclaim in Jesus' name, this text, Psalm 119, verse 133, brings before us a prayerful resolve good for all of us to adopt. It is a prayerful resolve most fitting, we can be sure, seeing it is 1, a holy resolve, 2, a humble resolve, and 3, a happy resolve. Those are the main points we will follow now in this message. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. In what ways is this verse a holy resolve? Well, notice what the psalmist is concerned about and intent on. He desires by all means that he be living in a right relationship with the Lord and living in a way pleasing to the Lord. If it is well with us, won't that be your and my primary concern and focus too? Dear friends, is it your aim above all that you live in faith and obedience before the Lord and to His honor and glory? I know there are many other earthly concerns that we have in life. Yes, each year again, also surely in 2013. They may not be unimportant either, these concerns, as life is full of responsibilities. But are not all the other matters of life, as important and time-consuming as they are, still something of secondary importance compared to this all-important matter, namely that we live as unto the Lord in all our life, in whatever we think, say, and do? The psalmist had this priority focus. If the psalmist here was David, as many think was the case, for sure as king of Israel, he had many other matters on his plate as well. Yet you see, the overriding concern here, the main goal for life expressed here was that in all things he might live a life well pleasing unto the Lord. His was a holy resolve. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity or sin have dominion over me. Do you too have such like holy resolve, having God in view above all as we move forward, wanting to live for his praise and obedience to his will and word in all things? Someone said to me recently, a younger person, "You know my greatest wish for the new year? Take one guess." Well, I guessed wrong, but it was this, that her grandparents, who are not Christians, would become Christians. "I so pray that they come to the Lord, because I love them lots," she said, "but if they won't be saved, that is so sad." Well, isn't this too a holy resolve? Wanting God's glory extended this year and His saving power brought to more, also even to her grandparents, still unbelieving. If it is well, we have holy desires and resolves for this year, not just on New Year's Day either, but each and every day and week throughout the year. That is what the psalmist expresses. He so desired to live for God and good, all in line with His holy word and will. That is the best way, dear friends, to enter each new year and so to live throughout the years. Is this your conviction and confession as well? The Bible surely teaches us, shall you and I have a blessed new year each year again? Really? Then the holy desire of the psalmist needs to be our desire too, by God's grace. How sad it is indeed that lots of people are living unmindful of this reality. Thinking of a happy new year, they think only of making lots of money, or keeping in good health, or of getting to enjoy lots of earthly pleasures, or accomplishing lots of earthly goals, and of getting along well with friends and family. And again I say, these may very well be real issues for us in life, even matters good and important to pursue. But when these matters become your primary focus, and a right and flourishing relationship with God is left out of the picture, then you will only always miss the mark. And then, though maybe still gaining in prosperity, yet you will never really be rich. And though indulging in pleasures, yet you will never actually find joy and peace. And though getting along with friends and family, still you never truly experience genuine ultimate love. And though accomplishing certain goals, you never find real contentment and a real sense of living a fulfilling, purposeful life. You see, we were created by God to live for His glory and honor. Sin, our original sin in Adam, and our actual sins of every day spoil this main calling in our life, making it something ever impossible for us left to ourselves. But in and with Jesus Christ the Savior, whose birth we just recently especially focused on, God came to deliver us from sin and to open the way by His saving work and through His Spirit and Word, that once again, through Him, we might live in a right relationship with God and all out for His glory. The repeated call of the gospel therefore is, isn't it, that we seek the Savior, Jesus Christ, and be found in Him and ever follow after Him and His Word. Unless you and I do so, you and I or anyone at all can never have a truly happy new year, nor can we ever be guaranteed of lasting joy and peace. So the Scriptures exhort, yes, the Savior Himself calls to us, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all the other things of life shall be added unto you. You can find that text in Matthew 6, verse 33. The psalmist, he recognized that this needed to be his primary focus in life, and so also his prayerful resolve was, for all his life, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion or mastery over me. This resolve of the psalmist was a holy resolve, recognizing that our relationship before God is of primary importance in all our life. There's something else about the verse that really brings out, here we have a holy resolve indeed. What is that? Can you tell? Notice how in this resolve, the psalmist demonstrates such wholehearted devotion to the Lord. Clearly, he doesn't just want to serve the Lord a little bit, most of the time, but rather to serve Him in everything, all the time. What makes us know and say this? Well, listen again to what the psalmist prays. Order my steps in thy word, he says, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. You notice, he doesn't just pray here, order my life, but order, direct, cause to lead my steps in life, step by step, day by day. Neither does the psalmist only pray, don't let iniquity or sin gain the mastery over me, but he says, doesn't he, don't let any iniquity gain or have dominion over me. Do you hear too, in this, how devoted the psalmist surely will be to God? He desires to be completely devoted to the Lord, and in no way and with nothing would he live against the Lord and His will, not at any time, anywhere. He will not serve the Lord just a little bit most of the time, but completely all the time. His great wish is to live to God's honor, not half-heartedly, but wholeheartedly. As the hymn writer also expressed it, his longing was, take my life and let it be wholly consecrated, Lord, to Thee. That is the psalmist's passionate resolve in our text. is this your and my holy resolve too, by God's grace, dear friends? Isn't this, in fact, what distinguishes the true Christian from the Christian in name only and the hypocrites in the visible Christian churches all around? Let me urge on us all this holy resolve of our text for each and every day also of 2013. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Notice here, by the way, how the psalmist with his resolve is indeed so grounded and guided with God's word. Psalm 119, if you read it, you'll know it's altogether a psalm of praise to the Lord for the gift of his blessed word. Strikingly, it's the longest psalm in the book of Psalms. In verse 15 of this psalm, the psalmist also writes, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. And think too of verse 11 where he says, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Clearly you see, the psalmist brings out good and blessed guidance for life. For truly a blessed life here and a glorious eternal life hereafter means living now, day by day, step by step, year by year, having always God's word as a lamp to your feet and a light upon your path by God's grace. Again, is this your conviction and confession too, dear friends? Do you live with this mindset and Christian perspective as we speed along through 2013 too? Then you know as well, don't you, how important it is to be reading and listening to God's word as we move forward. Then too, won't you take seriously making use of the opportunities regularly to worship the Lord with other Christians and to be under His gospel word, faithfully preached in Jesus' name? No one can be a thriving and growing Christian who will ignore and despise God's word. Doesn't every believer know this also from painful experience, perhaps? Is it one of your goals then too, again this year, dear friends, to read God's word? To read all God's word regularly and prayerfully and repeatedly. The Bible, it gives blessed instruction before leaving earth. Yes, instruction that none of us can afford to live without. Reading this book will keep you from sin, said someone. And sin will keep you from reading this book. Will 2013 have you often reading from the Bible, dear friends? Order my steps in thy word, and let not any sin or evil gain mastery over me. Here we have a prayerful resolve, so fitting also for 2013, because it is clearly a holy resolve. Surely also the Lord Jesus himself, when here on earth, had this text as his holy resolve for life too, don't you think? Yes, without question, this was Jesus' earnest desire as well, so to live from day to day and year to year. And we know for certain also, while the psalmist did not perfectly live by his prayerful resolve, yet the Lord Jesus did. Indeed, Jesus perfectly lived also by this resolve of Psalm 119, verse 133. And yet, Jesus was punished with eternal punishment for sin. Sin not his own, suffering the wrath of God against sin on sinners' behalf. It is in Christ's perfect life and his atoning sacrifice, even to the death of the cross, that our complete salvation is found. This needs to be stated even when preaching now on Psalm 119, verse 133, a preaching which is urging us to live with this same holy resolve of the psalmist. In preaching now in promotion of the psalmist's holy resolve, in no way, dear friends, am I out to promote works righteousness. That is, being accepted and loved by God because of something of ourselves. No, as someone well said recently, quote, our own doing is never going to do enough, even after believing in Jesus. We get in by His done, that is, by Jesus' once for all finished work with His sin-atoning death and triumphant, life-giving resurrection. Never trusting Him, we get in by His done. We stay in by His done. We finish by His done. If not, said this person, we're done. Oh, that's so true. This is the gospel truth in all ages, dear friends, for all peoples, year after year, for whoever has ears to hear. always thank God we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and the salvation work of God, triune, in and through Christ Jesus. That is the foundation and capstone of all our complete salvation. But exactly when this is known and realized, then also by the Holy Spirit's renewing and sanctifying work in us, the desire becomes to live wholly to God in praise and honor and thanksgiving to Him. And you say with the believer of old, John Wesley, quote, Lord, let me not live to be useless. Let me not live to be useless. No, and you recognize the solemn truth, as another put it, that apart from God, every activity is merely a passing whiff of insignificance. Apart from God, every activity is merely a passing whiff of insignificance. Therefore, again, I say, dear friends, this third Sunday of this new year, the psalmist's prayerful resolve in Psalm 119, verse 133, is a most fitting resolve for us this year and every year again. It is so, for it is a holy resolve that acknowledges God and His glory, and how that must be foremost and uppermost in your and my life. He is worthy of our wholehearted devotion in every step of life. All of our life, if it is well, should be a reflection of the written Word of God, and even of the Word made flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Will the time ahead be for you and me a time of growing conformity to Christ Jesus in thought, word, and deed, every day again, and with every step in this new year, and for as long as you live? Order my steps in Thy Word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Maybe you say, oh yes, this is my resolve too, by God's grace. But my problem and sorrow is that I know already now I'm not always going to be able to keep this holy resolve of Psalm 119, verse 133. No, not even when I'm most sincere in making this resolve. If you knew how much I sinned and failed before God and others on so many fronts already in this new year, I'm embarrassed to think about it and talk about it. But that then also leads me now, dear friends, to our second main point. For this resolve of the psalmist, order my steps in Thy Word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Notice next, it's not only a holy resolve, but also, surely, a humble resolve. The psalmist's resolve here is a humble resolve, we know, just in the very fact that it's a prayerful resolve. You see, clearly the psalmist recognizes that left to himself, he won't walk in accordance with God's Word. And iniquities of one kind and more will swiftly gain the upper hand and dominion in his life. And even so, the psalmist calls upon God, you see here in our text, asking the Lord to direct and enable him to live as he ought to live before God and others. You see, the resolve is a humble resolve in the very fact that it's not made in the way of self-assertion or self-reliance, but he makes it a matter of earnest petition before God. To be blessed richly in life from year to year, dear friends, we must live in humble dependency upon the Lord. Is this not your conviction and confession as well? As we are in the third week of this new year, just no doubt it has become painfully obvious for all of us, you too, we each have taken ourselves with us into 2013, haven't we? Even as Christians, our old nature still remains with us for as long as we live. But our almighty, gracious God in Christ Jesus has promised to abide with His people always. And so calling upon Him and leaning on Him, we can and may have our lives become more and more patterned after God's Word and like unto Jesus, without the blots of iniquity. Not in ourselves, no, never. But with God, all things are possible. Our God is mighty to save, not only from the guilt of sin, but from the punishment of sin, and also He's able to rid us truly and increasingly from the power and bondage of sin. Yes, He so leads His people in the way everlasting, guiding and working with sanctifying power in our lives by His Word and Holy Spirit. We know that on this side of heaven never will we reach perfection. In fact, but that is the ultimate gospel promise for us in and through Christ Jesus the Savior. The Lord, through His perfect work, you see, and through His perfect life, will present His people literally faultless before God in the final and eternal day. The Lord already now does present His people faultless through His finished work. But one day, He will do so literally through His once for all saving work on behalf of His people and in His people by His Spirit and Word. Oh, what a prospect this is! Something God's people also long for in this life, when still so often battling with so much sin within ourselves and all around us every day. It is true that of ourselves not much will come of the spiritual holy resolve of Psalm 119, verse 133. But let it be here in my prayerful, humble resolve that we lay before God each and every morning anew, and who knows what God all may do in us and through us. As the psalmist of Psalm 108 believingly declared, "Through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies." The psalmist's resolve in our text is a fitting resolve also for us in this new year, for it's a humble resolve, not expecting much from self, but expecting all from the Lord and His grace and His power and His help. Never can you and I be in a wrong way before the Lord when we come in humility before Him. In fact, the Lord is most pleased when you and I humbly and heartily call upon Him and wait on Him in all our needs. In this regard, let me pass on this convicting quote from a believer of the 20th century. Is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Oh, don't let it be your spare tire, but your steering wheel, so to speak, every day again, through all the remainder of 2013. Yes, starting today even, dear friends. The triune God, for Jesus' sake, ever delights in mercy, and it is His pleasure to give freely and abundantly out of His fullness of blessings for body and soul, in life and death, for time and eternity, all for Jesus' sake alone. God changes not either, which means also as He has so supplied us with mercy and grace last year and the years before, so He can and will do again this year and the years beyond, till He comes again. Great is His faithfulness, and praise God for Jesus' sake, His compassions fail not, but they are new every morning, yes, each year again and again, even to the end of time when Christ returns. The year 2013 has begun. Are you intending to live it with the holy and humble resolve of the psalmist as expressed in Psalm 119, verse 133? I would exhort and encourage you in Jesus' name so to live this new year, praying with the psalmist once and again, "Order my steps in Thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." Oh yes, so pray. And so resolve, for truly this prayerful resolve of His long ago is most fitting for us still today. Not only because it is a holy resolve before God and a humble resolve before God, but lastly, notice with me how that it is a happy resolve as well. It's a happy resolve because it's a resolve that keeps you and me looking to the Lord and leaning on the Lord. And it's a happy resolve because it leads to real and good results. What I mean here is, when you and I prayerfully live and seek to live in holiness and humbleness before the Lord, ever looking to Jesus and His gospel word, oh, that results in so much happiness all around. For not only does that bring upon us untold blessings of peace and joy and contentment and salvation and guidance in all circumstances in this life, but being so blessed by God's grace, amazingly also, through God's grace, we become wonderful channels of real blessings to others then too. Indeed, life becomes wonderfully meaningful and fulfilling and happy when the holy, humble resolve of Psalm 119, verse 133 is your and my resolve too, by God's grace. And then you know what else? When living humbly and holily before God, in dependency on Him, then through the trials and setbacks and hardships that might still come your way, also in 2013 and beyond, trials which you can't figure out either as to why, and maybe even find hard to accept, still in and through it Oh, you can have a peace that passes understanding, and a joy and purpose yet that is special and unending. For then you know, ever trusting and following after God and His word and will, He makes all things work together for good to them that love Him. He does so in His time and in His way. So sure and so good, ultimately. And then you know too that the Lord will use us in all circumstances of life to reflect Him and to point to Him and to work good and blessing somehow, some way. Oh, as every true Christian will also agree, how exciting life becomes when serving as instruments in God's hand in promotion of His gospel cause and eternal kingdom, whatever the circumstances might be. How wonderful to live, being by grace blessed by God and being a rich blessing of God to and for others. So the Lord promises to lead and prosper His people, living in the way of Psalm 119, verse 133, before Him. Does someone listening think, oh, I can have a good new year without so calling upon and living before the Lord in daily repentance and faith and obedience? Well, God's Word and Jesus Himself warns us that many will, in fact, so think and act, but they are on the broad way, Jesus teaches, that way that leads to destruction ultimately. It may look so much more carefree and fun and successful even, living your life apart from God and doing your own thing and despising God's Word. But always it results, dear friends, in not only more misery here and now, and finally, if there's no repentance, eternal righteous punishment in hell. For remember, we were created, you and I, each and all, for God and His glory. Sin, which so leads us astray, distorts this all. And more than anything, we need to be rescued and saved from our sins and sinfulness. True and everlasting happiness is not found in the way of self and sin and this world, but in the way of grace and faith and godliness, ever looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So again, I hold before you this verse. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.